Now, I know that nowadays you don't use old-fashioned lamps like you did then.
No.
What did you burn in the lamps that you had?
Coal oil. Burned coal oil.
Is that the same as a...
Wick. When a wick goes down in the lamp, you know, and you put coal oil down there, and you turn your wick up and light it, and the higher you turn your wick, the higher the blaze you have. You can guide yourself with a light, with a turn there that turns the wick.
Well, what about the thing that you put in here? What do you put in there to make it?
Globes.
Did you ever hear those globes called anything else?
Light bulbs.
Is that the same thing?
The same thing.
Well, I know that now you have this, the woman who owns these apartments, manages these apartments, come by and wash your clothes for you.
Yeah.
But when you were growing up, did they do anything, did they do that on a special day of the week or anything?
Yeah, on a special day of the week.
Which,
they do it on a Friday, wash clothes on a Friday.
Did they do any special?
Now, my wife would have a nigger woman come, you know, and down at the well would have the tubs and beaches out there, and they'd wash clothes down at the well.
And did they have, what about on Monday? Do anything special on Monday?
No, nothing on Monday, mostly on the end of the week.
What about after they washed them, what did they do to them?
After they wash what, the clothes? They'd hang them up and dry them on telephone wire.
How'd they get them from the wash place to the telephone wire?
They'd be there. Telephone wire would be down there. You'd better go hang them out.
You didn't have to take them in any kind of wooden...
No, not necessarily. You use your arms for the wood to take them to the clothesline.
What would you call something you might carry them in there?
Well, you can count in a tub to the clothesline, a basket to the clothesline, anything.
Well, did they have to, that's interesting that you wash them at the well.
Yeah.
How did you buy things like nails then?
You'd buy them just by the pound, whatever you wanted. You could get a keg of nails. That's 100 pound. Little barrel, you know, barrel of nails. Or staples or something, but mostly you get 10 or 15 pounds of them.
And when you bought things like at the store that came in a bottle, what would they put in the top of it to keep it from leaking out or something?
There'd be a top, there'd be a cork in there you put in there, either around top you screw on there.
Well, if it was a cork, what was it made out of?
Made out of, I reckon it's made out of wood, you might say. I don't know what a cork made out of.
But
it'll stop up a hole or something, you know.
Is that like what comes in a wine bottle?
Yeah, like it comes in a wine bottle, cork.
And what about if it was made out, did they ever have them made out of glass? Anything?
No, nothing made out of glass.
The glass?
That I remember.
Well, when you were a child, what kind of toys did you have outside to play with?
We had a little wagon, and then had a little bicycles.
Did you have
tricycles and stuff like that?
Did you have a little musical instrument you'd play back and forth in your mouth?
My harp. I had a harp you could play.
And did you have one that you'd twang?
Guitar. I have a guitar.
But one that you'd hold between your teeth, a little steel thing you'd...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, I don't know what you call it, but I know what you're talking about.
Did you ever hear that called a Jew's harp?
Jew's harp. Jew's harp.
What about the harp, the other one, you know, that you would play back and forth? Did you ever hear it called anything else?
No. Just a Jew's harp.
And what, did you have a toy that maybe would have a stump or something in the middle and a long plank, and one person would sit on each end and go up and down?
That's a seesaw. Call that a seesaw.
What would you say you were doing if you had a seesaw?
Well, you'd just be riding up and down. You somebody would be on one end, somebody on this end, and you'd shove yourself up with your feet, you know, and the weight of the body would take it down on the other end, and then that man would put his feet up, lift it up, and his body and weight would take it on down, you know.
So if there were some children out doing that, you say they were out doing what?